Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Jones, and today I want to talk about how to be an effective teacher when you feel like giving up. It has been a very stressful last few years, and I've seen a good number of teachers who have given up. It's just been too stressful, and it's amazing that it's kind of a vicious cycle where teachers are leaving, and that creates less teachers, which creates more stress on the current teachers who then want to leave. And so we're kind of in this vicious cycle, and I'm hoping that at some point we come to a place of, you know, flattening that level of teachers giving up and moving on. But I want to be an encouragement today to say, first of all, as an educator, I appreciate all the teachers out there and all the time that they commit to students K through 12 to make sure that they can be successful and that they are learning. So all that you're sharing is not in vain. And I and many other educators appreciate what you do as a teacher. Certainly, I wouldn't be where I'm at if I didn't have good teachers in my life who motivated me, who were my mentors, who gave me direction. So I'm really passionate about you as a teacher being successful, because I know the next generation is in the hands of the information that you're sharing with them and the ways that you're encouraging them and the ways that you're motivating these young people to move forward. So I just want to say to you, practice self-care. A lot of us are really, really busy, and we don't take time to take time for ourselves because we're so, as a teacher, giving out to others. But every week you must have some time for self-care and think about it and strategically put it in your schedule. If it's an hour a day, if it's first thing in the morning, you get up a little earlier. But what are the things that you're going to do that is self-care oriented? Or what are you going to read? What are you going to listen to? Who are you going to talk to that will help you? And I always say, you know, even on the number of these that I've done, if you need professional counseling, that's a good thing. Don't let your pride get in the way of you getting the help that you need. It will help you, it will help your family, it'll help your students and everyone that you're in contact with. So if you need professional guidance and support, go ahead and get it, because that's part of self-care as well. And it's also part of being a blessing to your students that you are whole as you're teaching them, that you're feeling well as you teach them. Yes, and I know you're tired, and I know you're worn. You maybe feel worn out. This is a time where you kind of look at that as well. How do I strategically put in periods of rest, even if there's some long weekends that you have to take to get the position yourself to feel well in what you're doing? Because that joy, that enthusiasm, all of that comes through when you're teaching your students. You also want to stay focused on your mission. Why did you become a teacher in the first place? Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we're doing, we forget why. What was the impetus for us to move forward and get back and give back to our community in some way, teaching young people from the, you know, past history and current history, and then seeing their eyes light up and using maybe technology or other types of resources and information to make your teaching interesting to the students. So again, what was your mission? Why did you get in? What, you know, why did you want to help? What needs did you see? Just keep focused on that, because you know, you never know who the one person that you can save and make a difference in their life. I'll just tell a quick story that I heard about these young men who were going to break into a house. Police were contacted. The police came and sat these young men down. Before they weren't able to break in, but they sat these men down and said, you need to break up, get into a different position with other people so that you find more positive things to do with your life. So that happened. About 30 years later, one of the guys is the police officers in Las Vegas. This young person, now is a more adult, is in Las Vegas, comes into a restaurant and sees the police officer and says to him, do you know who I am? And he explains to him that he's one of the kids in that story, and that he, when he turned his life around from his comments to him, and now he's a principal of a school, and he's helped hundreds and thousands of students. So That one child in your classroom could change a world, could be the next principal, could be the next CEO of a company, could be the next, instructor. So you don't know, but you're planting those seeds. And that's why we need you there. We need you supporting these young people. Sometimes you might need to change a school. You're in one school, or you've been dealing with elementary school or teaching elementary school children, and maybe you need to jump up to middle school or jump up to high school. So that's something to consider. Maybe you are actually stagnant in your job of teaching the same age, and you need to stretch yourself and teach at a different age within the system. But all along, still staying in the system, all along, still knowing the priority of what you're doing and the importance of what you're doing in the lives of young people. And that's why you've committed, even if you're moving on to another place, and making a difference wherever you go. Sit down and have a conversation with a mentor. Do you have a mentor? Do you have a few mentors? I have 3 or 4 mentors that I can call on to get good advice from. Sometimes the isolation of a job. Sometimes you can't even find a mentor on your job. You're working at a particular school and you don't really see a person that. But in your walk through education, you've met other people, professors who are mentors. So you need to get in contact with them just to have conversations regularly, to get out your thoughts and your feelings, to get new ideas, to have a different type of conversation that you may be having at your school. So I think mentors are a great resource for you at this time to help you go through and effectively keep in the idea that I can teach, I can help these young people to thrive. And then talk to the principal. Sometimes you just need to sit down and have a conversation with the principal about how you're feeling, just to see, what can be done, or there's some ideas, or if there's a way to give you maybe a break from one of the classes. But you just negotiate, sit down and talk with the principal. They've been there. They understand the stress of that. You have a conversation with them about what some beneficial things, that some ideas that you have that will help you, and that could get you more enthusiastic about what you're learning as well. Well, I have a staff member at my job who really doesn't like to go to conferences, but I think that she's missing out on opportunities. So I think want to encourage you to go to conferences, professional development, improve your skills. That may be something too, your ability to improve your skills, improve your teaching methods, improve your strategies, and to hear from those who are professionals in the area of getting you up to the next level could be exactly what you need. A conference, there are different conferences throughout the year. Some are local and some are maybe further away, but plan to have an opportunity to engage in professional development. That's a good way to get yourself organized, thinking in a different way, getting new information, hearing from other teachers and what they're doing. Maybe it's a math convention, or it's an English convention or history convention, but just going to these places where you get the latest of the latest topics and resources. Physical fitness, I'm really into that. I think physical fitness relieves you of stress, whether you're doing actually weightlifting or walking or yoga. Some people are into karate, but just something to get the juices flowing, something to keep your blood flowing, keep you energetic throughout the day, and the stress won't affect you as severely if you're focused on your fitness. I really like that idea. Focus on your fitness. Have a plan, have a schedule. They say 3 to 5 days a week is really important in terms of physical fitness. So if you can just find out, for me, it's first thing in the morning. I get up, do my workout, and then head into my day. And I hope that you'll, think about this as well. Even if you go out, you have a break during the day and you can just take a walk, that might be a good thing to do as well. Keep parents informed about students' progress. Don't wait until the report period to let parents know about their students' progress. That could be a lot of stress when you hear from parents who for the first time are understanding their child's not doing well. So Now, plan that out. Make sure that you're keeping parents informed all along about the challenges of, you know, ensuring that their child is being the successful student that you expect them to be. And maybe also you're doing that in advance as a teacher so that you can get them help. And that will reduce your stress as well, because the students and the parents aren't coming to you, or the parents are coming to you saying, you know, you should let me know. Sometimes also teaching at a college, you know, one night a week, now you can do it online, can just have a different age student, a different student with goals, can be rewarding as well. I've seen a number of teachers do that. And of course, you know, since I am a minister, I always say pray about it. You know, you want to definitely pray. Some people meditate, but it's that quiet space, that quiet time of reflecting and raising your expectations of what is possible in your life, and doing that on a consistent basis. And then finally, I would just want to say, don't give up. Don't give up on this tradition. Teaching is a tradition in this country that has made just thousands of people achieve phenomenal goals, and you could be a part of that plan and continue to be a part of that plan. I will say, if you need to step away for a period, you know, that may be the best thing to do, and then come back. But we need you. I just want to make sure that if you don't feel needed, that you are important and that you are making a difference and that you are a big encouragement and motivator. And I have many of my students who come back from, 20 years ago, who are now sending their children to the college that I work at. So that's tremendously rewarding. And you never know which one of these students will show up at one of the schools where you're teaching or one of the schools where you become a principal and say thank you for your commitment and for your love and for your caring. So I hope that this has been an encouragement to you. This is Dr. Stephen Jones. You can go to my website, drjonesbooks.com. And if you're looking for some study skill strategies for your students that will help them to start earning those A grades that you want them to earn, just go to that website, drjonesbooks.com. You can also reach me at stephenjones at rcn.com, or certainly call me at 610-842-3843. Have a wonderful day.